thanks for joining us again on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we were in week 4 of our series, Walking Through the Book of Job. And we spent our time in Job chapter 28. And here in this chapter, we find this poem that sort of interrupts the flow of the book. It's almost this pause or this interlude in the middle of the story. But many scholars actually suggest and believe that chapter 28 serves as kind of the central theme for the book of Job. In this book that is classified as wisdom literature, the question that's asked in the middle of this chapter is, where does wisdom come from? Where is wisdom found? And one of the things that we looked at was the value of wisdom. In Job chapter 28, starting in verse 1, it says this: "There is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelted from ore." So what exactly is Job talking about here? What is he saying? Job is saying that there is a source for the most valuable treasures on earth. There's a mine for silver. There's a place where gold is refined. And humans, in their incredible effort, in their ingenuity, have figured out how to access these hidden treasures in the earth. They've gone to incredible lengths to uncover earth's greatest riches. But what Job is going to help us to see is that there is something of even greater value than silver and gold. He goes on to say this in verse 12, "But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? No mortal comprehends its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living." There is something of greater worth than any treasure here on earth, and that is wisdom. It says that no mortal, no man can truly comprehend its worth. Gold and silver can't purchase it. Its value is beyond that of rubies. You know, as the old MasterCard commercials would say, it's priceless. Like, you can't put a price tag on true wisdom and true understanding. And this wisdom that we read about here in Scripture and that we read about here in Job chapter 28 is incredibly rare. And I believe that it's more valuable and more necessary than ever before. You see, we don't have a knowledge problem in our world today. Like, we have more access to information than anyone at any point in human history. We no longer have to wonder about things or think deeply about things. We can pull out our phone and find the answer to any question that we have. And I think that we assumed that if we could just learn enough and figure out enough, if we could become more educated and more enlightened and more technologically advanced, man, then it would fix all of our issues. It would solve all of our problems. But more knowledge and more info and more technology has not necessarily made our world a better place. And it certainly hasn't made us happier or more content. If anything, it's made us more stressed out. It's made us more overwhelmed. It's made us less content. You see, we don't have a knowledge problem. We have a wisdom problem. We don't know how to filter and make sense of all the information that we receive. We don't know how to discern what is best and what is right and what is true. We don't know how to think deeply about our life anymore. And it's because we have a serious deficiency in wisdom and true understanding, which is why Job is helping us to see that wisdom is priceless. It's this invaluable resource that we need to obtain. And what he makes clear here in this chapter is that wisdom comes from the Lord alone. It doesn't originate in man. It can't be purchased. It can't be earned or achieved. It is found in the Lord. And the way that we receive it from the Lord, he says, is by fearing the Lord and resisting evil. Wisdom is an incredible treasure that we must seek after. And so I want to take some time to pray for us today, to pray that we would truly see the value and the treasure that wisdom truly is, and that we would seek it with all of our heart. And so, God, we thank you for the gift of wisdom. We thank you for this treasure that can't be purchased, it can't be earned, but it comes from you alone. And God, you have said in your word that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fearing you, resisting evil, living a pure life of integrity where we're pursuing you, God, is the path to understanding and to wisdom. And so, God, I pray that you would reveal anything in our heart, anything in our life that may not be honoring to you. God, if we have become maybe just flippant in our relationship with you, if we don't have the reverence and awe for you that you deserve, Lord, I pray that you would just convict us of that. But God, help us to seek and to pursue wisdom, God, with all that we have. Thank you for that gift that you offer to each of us. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.